Hi, I'm Donovan with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Srirang, and we're going to learn about using Java in App Service. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donovan.
So what do you do here at Microsoft?
I'm an engineer in the App Service team, and I'm working on Java on App Service.
All right, perfect. So I've used Java in App Service before, but when I did it in the past, it was all on Windows. And now that I know that we offer a Linux-based App Service, but I think I remember doing that, I had to do it inside of a container. Has that changed?
You are correct. Until very recently, the only way of creating Java apps for Linux used to be creating your Docker container on your own and bringing that along to App Service when you created your Java app.
Okay, great. So we've made some advances there to where that's no longer a requirement?
That's exactly what I'm going to demo today. Okay. So essentially, you might be a Java developer who doesn't want to build your own Docker container and might want to get started quickly.
Okay.
So there's something for me, something over here that I'm going to show you right now.
All right, perfect. So let's see that.
I'm right now in the middle of creating a Java app.
Okay.
I have a choice of Windows or Linux. I'm going to just choose Linux here. And as you can see, the moment I do that, I have a list of options to choose from. What's new here is the Java section here. As you can see, you can now create a Java app using Tomcat 8.5 or Tomcat 9.
Okay.
And this is essentially what makes it easy to create a Java app without bringing a container.
Got it. So all I have to provide for you then is the WAR file.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Great. So this is going to be deploying just like I was deploying to my own server. I wouldn't have to worry about, again, about the Docker overhead. Now, I shouldn't say it's overhead, but if you don't know Docker, you had to first go learn what is Docker, how do I build an image simply so I could use App Service with Java on Linux. And now it's like, hey, if you already know how to build a WAR file, you're ready to rock and roll.
Exactly. Plus, you can focus on your application while we take care of managing the rest for you.
All right, perfect. So I would then choose whichever Tomcat I want to target and then go off and create my App Service.
Yes. So let's say I chose Tomcat 9.0 and I'm creating the app.
Okay.
In a few seconds, the app would be ready and you would be shown a landing page, something like this.
Okay, perfect. And then how do I get my app there now? I know I can do FTP, but are there other options there?
Yes, there are a bunch of options that you can do. People have been using all kinds of mechanism to deploy their application. So I'm going to demo something that will be able to perform the same, but in a much better way, because I'm going to explain to you what are the issues with the existing mechanisms.
Okay.
Before that, I wanted to show you something real quick.
Sure.
So let's say you created this application. Now, because the container is not managed by you anymore, it's managed by App Service, you might have a requirement to customize Tomcat, and this time Tomcat is not in your control because the container is not really built by you.
All right, interesting. So it's interesting because we've just said that as a Java developer, you no longer have to deal with Docker, but behind the scenes, it still is a Docker container being executed.
Exactly.
Got it. You just don't have to worry about it, and we're going to allow you to then deploy your WAR file into that container that we're managing for you.
Yes.
All right.
So when an app is created, there is a Docker container created behind the scenes. It's just that it's managed by us.
Got it.
When you scale out the app, there are multiple Docker instances running behind the scenes for you.
Got it. And then what you're talking about now is a problem that we all have. When you install Tomcat, there's usually a config file which you want to go in and tweak some values in. And that's always a pain because you have to set the admin password first so that you can go in there and get in there. It's been a challenge. And you're going to show us how I can now modify that file to customize Tomcat.
Yes. So let's take some real example. Maybe you are a developer and you want to change the name of the log file that is generated by Tomcat.
Okay.
Let's say the site access log file.
Okay.
So I'm in the Kudu console for one of the apps I created.
Okay.
I'm going to SSH to my container.
I see.
So this is the Tomcat. This is the Docker container which is running Tomcat for you behind the scenes.
Okay.
I'm going to change over to the slash home directory. This is a special directory. It provides persistent storage, which means when your application crashes or reboots, this storage is still available for you.
Okay.
Across reboots.
Okay.
Also, when you scale out your application, this directory is shared across all your instances.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to create a directory called Tomcat. This name is important. It has to be Tomcat in the slash home directory.
Okay.
And all I'm going to do now is copy over the default Tomcat configuration files from the original location over here.
Okay.
And now I have a clone of the original Tomcat configuration files.
Got it.
I'm going to just head over to this directory and open the server.xml file. This is the file that defines where the site access logs are generated.
Okay.
As you can see, this is the file. I'm simply going to change the name of this file, say Friday demo,
okay,
underscore site access log. All I have to do is save this file and I'm done. Next time I reboot this application, Tomcat is going to pick the configuration from this directory and you will see the site access logs going to the new location.
Got it. And because this is a shared location, even if I scale this up, all my new instances of those containers are also going to read the same information,
yes,
same configuration,
exactly,
and generate the same log file.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, no, this is really cool because this has always been a pain point. And obviously your image is smart enough to realize that once I do this, create this specific folder under home called Tomcat, that's where you're supposed to get your configuration from.
Yes, and that's why it needs to be called Tomcat, because the way Tomcat is configured in this container, it knows that if it finds something in the /home/Tomcat directory, that's the custom configuration it needs to pick.
Perfect. And it has to be all lowercase for those Windows developers out there who are going,
yes,
to
exactly,
type it in mixed case and wonder why it doesn't work. So all lowercase Tomcat, copy in your config from the installed location, and any modifications you take there are going to override the default.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, great. So now that I have this set up correctly, I still need to get my bits there, right?
Yes, and let me talk to you about what you touched base upon even earlier. How do you get your bits there? The most popular way of deploying to Java apps has been to upload the WAR file, mm-hmm, using FTP.
Sure.
Now, this works great when you have a single instance of your application running.
Right.
What happens is when you upload your WAR file, Tomcat unzips it into a separate directory, mm-hmm, and loads the application from that.
Right.
This is all fine. But the moment you scale out your application, multiple Tomcat instances are going to race to unzip the WAR file into the directory that we just talked about. And as you would expect, this leads to all sorts of locking issues, and it's basically a race condition that,
sure,
needs to be solved.
Okay.
So here's where WAR deploy, a new deployment mechanism that I'm going to demo now, is going to come in handy.
Okay.
So this is a API built into the Kudu site. It is available for both Windows as well as Linux.
Perfect.
So though we are talking about Linux, this works perfectly fine for both platforms.
Okay.
What it does is when you publish your application using this API, it takes care of safely unzipping the WAR file on behalf of Tomcat so that Tomcat doesn't run into the issues that we just saw.
Perfect. Okay.
So as a demo, let's see how I can use Maven,
okay,
to use the WAR deploy API for publishing my app.
Sounds good.
So this is a simple to-do list application. It's built using Spring Boot.
Okay.
It lets you manage your to-do list. So I'm going to look at the pom.xml file. This is the pom.xml file for the to-do list application that I just showed you. The interesting section here is this. As you can see, we are defining the name of the application we want to create. There are a bunch of other things that we define here, the resource group and the region in which we want to create the application. Also, there are a bunch of app settings here, mm-hmm, to configure the database you want to use to store the to-do items.
Sure.
Another interesting thing here is this. This tag essentially tells the plugin to go and create a Java application running on Linux. This is the information that the plugin interprets as a hint for creating a Linux application.
Got it, okay.
And this is what tells the plugin to go and create a Java application running Tomcat 8.5 and JRE 8.
All right, perfect.
You have a choice of creating Tomcat 9 tool as we saw in the portal.
Sure.
This is just creating a Tomcat 8.5 application.
Okay. So if I were to run this Maven and there's nothing inside of Azure, it would then create the resource group and then deploy a Linux-based app service running Tomcat 8.5 for me. And then I would be able to deploy into it. And if I were to run this again and the app service already exists, it would just simply say it's a no-op, right? Everything's,
yes,
ready to go.
Yes, it's an add important operation.
Perfect.
If the app exists, it will not do that.
Okay.
It will not recreate the app. The only thing that will happen is the WAR deploy API will be used to publish the new bits to the application.
Perfect.
So I'm going to show you how I can deploy this application to Azure.
Okay.
So I'm going to use Maven, mm-hmm, and I'm going to use the Azure Web App plugin to perform a deployment.
Okay.
So what this is going to do is go and create the app if it doesn't exist already, like we just talked.
Yep.
And it's going to deploy the WAR file using the Kudu API to the application. Like we discussed before, this works perfectly fine for Windows as well as Linux.
Okay.
So once this is done, you will have a application running, which looks something like this.
Got
this
it.
Is my to-do list.
Okay, so this is great, and I've used Maven before. I used to be on the VSTS team, which is Visual Studio Team Services. So my, if I had a choice, I'm going to try to do the CI/CD inside of another tool, potentially VSTS. Is there another way to get access to that Kudu API for WarDeploy versus just using a Maven plugin?
Yeah, so it's essentially just a REST API.
Okay.
So Maven was just one of the many ways in which Java developers like to deploy. So we started with Maven, but you can use the REST API in a very raw manner. You can use curl or you can use PowerShell.
Okay.
So I can show you how we can do that
sure,
using curl.
Sure, please. So this is just a post, I'm assuming, of the WAR file
exactly.
to the API endpoint.
Yep.
Okay.
So I have a simple site here. As you can see, it's very ugly. it's a Hello World site. I don't like the background.
Sure.
So
it's hard to see.
Let's see if we can change it.
Okay.
So I'm going to, I have a different version of this application, which used to use a different background. So I'm going to head over to this directory. And as you can see, I have like multiple versions
sure.
here, blue, dark, green. Let's see if we can change this to blue. So I'm going to use curl. Like you guessed, it's a post call.
Okay.
And I need to use credentials to access
sure.
the Kudu endpoint. So I have my username and password defined as environment variables.
Are these the same username and password I would use for FTP or the published profiles?
They are essentially the same.
Okay, so do I just go to the app service and I can query the, get the username and password from
yes,
there?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You have a choice of using either your deployment credentials or the site credentials.
Okay.
The FTP credentials that you just referred to are site-specific credentials.
Okay.
So if you have 10 different sites, you would have 10 different sets of credentials.
I see.
But because you are the same person creating those sites, you have a common set of credentials for all your sites.
Okay.
Those are your deployment credentials.
Gotcha.
So you can use any of those.
Okay.
So I've already defined environment variables in the interest of time.
Okay.
And I need to get a hold of the Kudu URL because, like I said, WarDeploy is a Kudu API.
Sure.
So I'm just going to copy this site URL, paste it here, and then go and tweak it to point to Kudu. So as you know, Kudu basically is a slightly different URL.
Yep.
This is the Kudu URL, and the API is WarDeploy.
Okay.
And I'm going to specify what WAR file we want to use. So let's use blue. Oh, I used dark.
That's fine.
Let's.
As long as it won't be green, then we'll know if it actually worked or not.
Yep.
So okay, we're going to switch to blue.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's pretty quick. So like we said, this is talking to the Kudu API. And the Kudu API is going to take care of unzipping this WAR and putting it in the directory.
So just that quickly, you actually deployed twice, the dark one and then the blue one on top of it.
Yes, but at the same time, this is a small WAR file, so it really depends on the payload.
Sure.
This is just a REST call. So it's essentially just going to be proportional to the size of your WAR file.
Makes perfect sense.
So let's see if this worked.
Awesome.
So that's your new WAR file using curl.
And very nice. Yes, I'm really excited to start playing with this because I write tools that deploy to app service. And being able to just use their WAR file directly without having to, again, go through the gymnastics of creating a Docker file or re-zipping it or repackaging it so that app service will play nice is really exciting. And I'm looking forward to it. So if I want to learn more about this WAR deploy, where do I go?
Sure. So this, like I said, is a Kudu API. And Kudu is open source and available on GitHub for you to see.
Okay.
There is a wiki page in the Kudu wiki, which talks about WAR deploy in detail.
Okay.
It talks about some things that we already talked about, why essentially you need this API, what are the issues when you use FTP to
okay.
publish your application, and how this takes care of that. We talked about using curl for doing a deployment.
Sure.
This also has an example of how you could use PowerShell for doing that.
Perfect. So we can target it from both Windows and from Mac or Linux as well.
Sure. The client could be any of those, and the apps could also be running on any of those.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming and showing us all this cool stuff. We're learning all about running Java apps inside of App Service here on Azure Friday.